Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Shall we start off with our assignment for yesterday?
Oh, yes, please. It was a good one.
Always be a little kinder than necessary. Today, be a whole lot kinder to yourself than you had imagined possible. Nurture yourself with kindness all day long. At the end of the day, create a recording that assists you to remember the simple ways you were kind to yourself. Meditation, a walk in nature, looking out the window, breathing deeply, etc. Listen often.
Mm-hmm.
So here's our first caller. You're now
all
live
right,
on the
thank
air.
You.
Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Pasha.
Hey, Pasha.
Hi. I'm a first-time caller in this show.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. And I've been listening it, I think, almost everyone since the beginning. So,
very good. Very good.
Yes.
It's a good time, isn't it?
Yes. It's a whole another level, and it's part of my day, and yeah, it's like a reset for the day, and especially for the assignment, like being kind. My experience yesterday was people were kind to me when, I went outside, I took a deep breath, I made the recording, and then I had a phone call, and I was impressed how kind was the conversation and my projection into other people.
Aha. Oh, that's an interesting connection to projection, right?
Yes.
So you're feeling all of that kindness. Seems
yeah.
like other people are kinder too. Now, are they really, or are we just making that up, and who really cares?
Yeah.
Because yeah. it's wonderful.
Yes, it is. And it just, it was such a touching moment, realizing after their call what was going on, that almost brought tears to my eyes. And another thing, so what helped me to be there in kindness was a recorder. That, I went outside, I went to a park, and all that was helpful, but then I was looking like, where's kindness? You know, what can I do? Like, I don't have any specific idea. And then I pull out the recorder, and here it was, right there, kind of supporting and encouraging that human. And I was in kindness. I was in a blanket of kindness after that uh-huh. recording.
Uh-huh. And then kindness is everything and everywhere, isn't it? We don't have to any longer look for specific people or situations. We
yes.
just see kindness everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But all of life is kindness.
Yes. And mm-hmm. and I just wanna emphasize that the recorder helps also with daily assignments. I have I've been recording and listening for a long time, and it totally works for me. But recording, like doing the assignments with the recorder, still felt a resistance. So what I'm doing now is. I find at the end of the day, I remember the assignment, but I didn't do the recording and listening about it. So now my commitment is just pull out the recorder and record, what this assignment is. And just start recording, because I think I'm in a conversation and belief that, do I have anything profound to say, do I have any sites to record? And the conditioning answer is that no. And then I'm not recording. So
Yeah, we don't have to wait to the end of the day, do we?
Yeah.
We can just live in that relationship all day long, which the point that you're making, of course, is that then we're living in the assignment, we're living in kindness, everything about our lives changes.
Yes, and all I have to do is pull out the recorder and start talking, and then magic happens.
And that sounds, you know, that sounds like some kind of magical thinking, right? Right up until the time that we have the experience.
Yeah.
So I was looking at that yesterday, that, you know, those of us who do this, mm-hmm. those of us who do recording and listening all the time, know that it is completely magical.
Yeah.
Right? And people who don't are having the experience of listening to a conversation in their head about why they don't want to do it, or why they don't have time, or why it doesn't really work, or why they don't get it, or whatever is going on. But
exactly.
When we do it, we realize it has magical properties that we can't actually define or describe.
Yes. And what helped me is kind of to overcome that resistance in the past was to pull out the recorder and just record like one word at the exhale. I'm here, kindness, sunny day, life, breathing, here. And, you know, and I can continue this, and I'm here. And, it doesn't require any, you know, profound insight to bring me here. Yeah.
Because the secret to that, of course, the trick with that is you're already here. It's the insight to pull out the recorder and turn it on. The insight drops in. You follow it. You listen to life's guidance. You're already here. So you could say anything that dropped in, and it would be an expression of being here.
Yes. And no one has to evaluate worthiness of because nobody knows, and I can relax and go with the flow of life.
That's right. And you just smile your way along. You don't have to think about a darn thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you, Pasha.
Thank you, Sadie.
Thank you. Enjoy, and I know you will.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I was muted. Sorry, I was just going, it is so true that I think that we were looking at it yesterday, too, that when we pick up the recorder, there's the awareness that's already there of being here, and then we have that experience of whatever it is, the process of being here, which is kind or love or loving or compassionate. That's the insight. The insight is to switch tracks, to switch the attention.
Yes. And if when we say yes to that, which picking up the recorder and turning it on is the saying yes to that, then that just confirms the experience that we're already having.
Mm-hmm. It's something that I'm really excited about and looking at, where it's not kindness towards someone, it's being in the process of kindness, right? And that wonderful thing Pasha said, that the kindness I experience when I turn on the recorder, it's such a process experience of being in kindness, which we only can experience when we actually don't do it for someone. Right, because conditioning can just attribute
for a reason.
For a reason, and somehow or the other, picking up the recorder and experiencing kindness when it's not directed allows us that intrinsically pure experience of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So, yes, kindness as process. So then it's again what Pasha was pointing at. We don't have to think about it. We don't have to analyze it. Nobody has to evaluate it. it's a process that we're in it. We're experiencing
and,
it.
And the word points, right? Kindness.
Yeah. And the word points, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
good.
Here's our next caller. Next caller.
All right.
Live
thank
on
you.
Here. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Carol from Port Townsend.
Hey,
hello,
Carol.
Hey, here I am on the air. So that's my commitment. So I called in, and yesterday I was hesitating a little bit, and then I discovered that not keeping my commitment was more suffering than calling in and being nervous.
Oof. Oof. That's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's really not kind to the human, is it?
No. No, it's not kind to not keep my commitments. So yesterday, the business about being kind and the instructions was to record it at the end of the day, so I did. And then but during the day, I was noticing all these kindnesses, and I wasn't recording. And every time, I just felt this little, like, letdown, like, because I really wanted to record. So, but I was being a good student and recording at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But so now that I've seen that, I'm going to record kindnesses today when they arise.
See, Carol, here's the thing. Zen
okay.
will make you a true rebel. Right? So people will say to me all the time, you know, well, you know, I'm just a rebel. And what they're saying is they're calling ego's resistance to everything their rebellion. They're identifying with ego and saying, I'm a rebel because ego resists everything.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're describing is becoming an authentic rebel, right? So there it arises in you to record. The instructions were record at the end of the day, and inside you just go, no, I can do what I want, and you just record all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Every time life encourages you, you just follow the guidance. That's a rebellion that's going to serve us all.
Right. So the other thing I want to say is I'm so appreciating having this radio show every day and an assignment just to keep me focused on practice every day. It's just lovely. And the thing that I've noticed about all the assignments that's been particularly useful to me is it seems like each one is calling us to stop. Like, okay, you see the color red, you see the color purple, or whatever, and that's a time to stop and turn my attention to, you know, the present.
Yes.
And one of the assignments that was purple and the color joy, and part of the phrasing was to stop and attend to the beauty around you. And so all day long, that was going through my head, attend to the beauty, and then just attend over and over again, that
mm-hmm.
word. And then I did that, and it was just
mm-hmm.
lovely. So I so appreciate
and see,
that.
See, Carol, because you are now officially a rebel, you can do that assignment even when it's not the assignment.
Right.
Right? You can be kind and you can attend to the beauty around you.
Right, yeah. I just feel so grateful for all this and the repetition and just over and over here, you know, because every time I hear something I've heard before, like I just get it in a new way. So, I just feel really grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, we would say I feel grateful for that. But the truth of the matter is you're just living in gratitude because that's what it feels like. Well, that's one of the labels we put on our experience of being here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's so lovely.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm saying it's so lovely. It just brings tears to my eyes, you know, being here.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Supported to be here. Supported to be here in our lives.
Yes.
It's just crazy beautiful.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. Yeah. I know the feeling. Thank you, yes. Carol.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Carol. It's just remarkable. So the assignments assist us to experience where we already are, which is gratitude.
Yes, yeah. And I love this rebellion idea, right? That these are, we're rebels for life, right? So yes. Conditioning says blah, blah, blah. And we say, no, I'm rebelling against that authority. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look to life. I'm going to do whatever life tells me to do. I'm going to just be here in life and respond.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No more control, ego.
Yes, and it's so interesting that even a practice, an intuition to move towards life, that a practice assignment can be used as a way not to do that. That's why we have to rebel.
Yes, right.
Because the rebellion is to ego.
Yes. Yeah. Ego telling me how I need to practice.
Yeah.
No. No, we're not going along with that.
No.
That's so good.
Okay, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Anna from Seattle.
Hello, Anna. Oh. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well.
Good.
Yeah, I also love all the radio talk shows, and it's really great. Thank you. And I just noticed about the kindness that I always feel like with other people that I try to be kind, but I lose the kindness towards myself in it.
Yeah.
So I say yes,
because you're definitely not alone in that. We're so heavily conditioned that kindness is to be out there toward them. In fact, if you can sacrifice yourself in the act of being kind to someone else, then for conditioning, you know, we're conditioned to believe we get extra points mm-hmm. for that. And so to have that awareness that kindness, like everything that's important, starts at home. first is the kindness to you, and then then comes the because without that, it's just it's not sustainable, and it's not present, and it's not really kind. Right? It's the reference earlier that, you know, it's not kind not to keep our commitments. So we don't keep a commitment, and then we suffer over not keeping the commitment. It's really much kinder just to go ahead and keep the commitment, right? And it's much kinder for the human being to be that rebel against ego and just say, no, we're starting here. This is the one person whose suffering I experience. I'm going to be kind to her.
Yeah, it's really great. I have more and more small experiences just that sounds weird, see myself as separate from others. so that I, that sounds weird, but in a way I don't get swept up by, like, I can be my own person, and if someone else, whatever they think, it doesn't really matter to me in a way, because they're separate.
Yes, although I hope you won't get really hooked into the idea of separate, because what you're pointing at is really important. And it is actually the road to non-separation. So what you're doing is bringing the attention back to the adequacy of the person we call Anna. Okay, bringing attention back to that, to kindness for that human being, And as we practice that, what you're really doing is disconnecting from that conditioning program in your head that that has you focused on, in quotes, other people as a way of maintaining that egocentric, self-hating program inside your head. So that's what you're really doing. You're just cutting off that program. You're not cutting off other people. You're cutting off that story in your head that says who they are and what they are and what they think of you and how you need to be and all that horse pucky.
Yeah.
Right? So you're just coming back to her.
Then, that's what I meant.
Yeah. It's powerful. And it's just that I wanted to underline that it's not that you're being separate, because if you allow yourself to think in those terms, conditioning will start using that against you. It will tell you that you're doing something wrong because you're supposed to be not focusing on being separate. You're supposed to be in oneness with everybody, right? And that is actually what you're practicing, oneness with everybody, right? Because the only way we can get to oneness, is to drop that story in the head.
I have some more experiences of that when I drop the story then of
Then you don't get any information that there's anything wrong with you. And you can just relax into the moment and be happy, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's very good. That's big, isn't it? That's a big leap forward in practice. It really is. That's the one we're trying to get, to really see that constant conversation in the head is what's creating our suffering. Not life, not circumstances, not other people, not my job, not money, not my health, not fitness, none of that. It's the conversation in the head that causes us to suffer. And you're seeing that.
Yeah.
You've seen through that.
Yeah, for example, when I think, the other person, I said something wrong and now I'm so embarrassed, for example, or ego makes me so embarrassed to go back into that situation. Like, that's just a story, because the other person probably didn't even think anything.
That's right. Didn't even hear it, right? Was so busy in their own head, they didn't even hear what you said. Yeah. Oh, that is huge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's really ego, because ego doesn't know what the other person was thinking.
That's right.
That's exactly
right. Yeah. Its only program is to keep you in that conversation and make you suffer. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
That's great. That's really good. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Anna. Well, that was so powerful, especially that example, Sherry, that as long as we're in the conversation, the only thing we're disconnected from is life. And so as soon as we are, within quotes, connected, then we're connected to everyone.
Yeah. It's more of that magic. You know, it's so opposed, not really in the world of duality, but it's so opposite what we're deeply, deeply, deeply conditioned to believe, that it's until we stumble on it, you know, until we drop into an experience of it, there's no ability to comprehend it.
Mm-hmm.
It's backwards.
Because
how can focusing on me connect me to everything else? That's crazy. But it is how it works. It's what's true.
Well, we have time for one more caller. So,
lovely.
So we have 5 minutes. So let's try to see if we could get that person on the phone. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Lori, calling from Asheville.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. Hi. I'm glad to be on. This is so fabulous, as ever. Yeah. When I had the yesterday the assignment about kindness and the day before about problems, I had been so preoccupied with a problem on Sunday, the day that we were looking at problems. And then what has happened is the shift to bringing so much kindness to this being who's been really struggling. And and to say, well, you know, what about just kindness? What about just doing that? And something dropped in as far as a practice. And so yesterday and today, really practicing with, I mean, the basic, you know, our basic practice of turning the attention. So the mind all focused on this story, this problem, and saying, no, I'm just simply not going to do that. And having great, great focus and commitment to that. So yesterday in particular, that's when I started it and realized, there are so many ways that kindness is being experienced, either just as a practice, you know, whether it's coming towards me or moving through me, and then just the gratitude for all the expressions of kindness. And today, the phrase or the word that the adjective that came to me was radical. So radical love and radical kindness. That's the practice.
You know, Lori, what occurs to me when you describe that, so in a conditioned reality, oh, what a misery that you've got this big problem. Wow. That's in fact, we could go to, gee, I wonder what I've done wrong that I've brought this on myself. Okay, all those kinds of places that we're conditioned to get into. And if we step back to the place that you're describing, we could say, wow, isn't that great that I got caught up believing there was a problem, because look at all I was able to see as a result of that. I proved to myself that I have a practice that can bring me out of any conversation in the head into the moment. I can experience kindness and gratitude and love, presence, regardless of what's going on. This is a really good deal.
You know, it really is. When you were saying that, it was almost like this, things were disintegrating. You know, the story, it was kind of going into particles. and I was like, oh, it's just beautiful particles. There's nothing there but particles and sparkles. Wow, that was a great image, because that's the process. The process is disintegration, the disintegration of any story and any conditioning, and then moving into what is truly here, which is miraculous.
Yes, and with that, staying with that image, if as we have a growing understanding that all that is all that is, right? There isn't all that is and then this other negative stuff outside of it. It's all that is. So I get on a train of thought, because I'm conditioned to go there, and ego, you know, is driving the engine, right? And I really believe that this particular set of particles is really that thing called this problem. And in the way you describe, as we see through it, the particles break up, and they return to what they are authentically.
Yeah.
Which is simply particles of life that have come together in a particular way that we call karmic, right? And we believe that they are that thing. And as we watch it come apart, it just all returns to life, unmanifest at this point, or it was life manifesting in this particular way that I was seeing, because I'm trained to, and now it just returns to all that is, and we're filled with gratitude.
Thank you so much for reflecting in that way. That is really, really priceless and beautiful, that because everything really comes from all that is, and it's just the configuring from the condition, the configuring that makes it into something. And when we don't do that, any configuring, and simply know that this is all that is, it's beautiful, really beautiful.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing. We don't need to worry. We don't need to do anything. We don't need to figure anything out. Nothing's fixed. There is actually no problem.
We're just allowing these karmic structures to dissolve and return to what they are, life.
Yeah, wow. Thank you so much.
Very good.
And I tell you, this practice, this daily practice is just beyond measure for me. I am
it's the
so
deal,
grateful.
Isn't it?
It's such a deal. thank you.
All right.
All of you. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Lori. I love thank that, Sherry, that the particles are in a particular configuration, and that just simply the way it is. And then when we look and the configuration disintegrates, then we actually see. And there's nothing mm-hmm. wrong in either of it. It's just that's so
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's back to poo. We could say everything is all right, really.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, emphasis on the really. Yes, they're really
yes.
all right, and really, it's all
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's that time again, so let's read today's assignment, which is yummy. Life is uncertain. Eat dessert first. Life is yummy. Eat dessert first. I mean, what an encouragement, huh?
Life is uncertain. Is that the way it really goes?
Yes, life is uncertain. Eat dessert
first. I like your version. Life is yummy. Go ahead.
We want dessert because dessert is pleasurable, sweet, and enjoyable. It is possible always to have pleasurable, sweet, and enjoyable first in life if we do not confuse pleasure, sweetness, or enjoyment with content or food. Every moment to which we are present is pleasurable, sweet, and enjoyable. Today, have dessert first. Remember to RM
every moment.
Whenever you notice the sweetness of presence. We're not saying at the end of the day, you know.
None of that. If you did,
yeah.
if you said that, if that assignment said that, we're joining Carol. We're just going to
yes.
RL all day long. We don't care.
Yes, exactly.
That's the kind of people we are.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
We will talk
thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you, Sherry.
Talk to you tomorrow.
This is very pleasant, very sweet, and very pleasurable.
Yes, yes. We're having dessert for some of us first thing in the morning, breaking all
yes,
the rules.
And mm-hmm. I bet for lunch for everyone else.
Right. All right. Or Anna is going to have it with her tea this evening.
I guess so.
In
yeah.
Yorkshire. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Enough silliness. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Take care, Sherry. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.